Well, coming now to the microphones, David James, who has been one of the instructors here at our School of Prophets Conference in Chattanooga. David, you have a long background of teaching the prophetic word of God. In fact, if I understand correctly, you just returned from a sojourn in Europe and over into the Ukraine. Is that correct?
Yeah, just had a great time. Spent a week in Ukraine teaching and also speaking at a prophecy conference. And then I was in Hungary for 2 weeks at a school the Lord gave us the opportunity to establish with Word of Life, and taught for 2 weeks there. And then right on the heels of that, turned around and came right here to Chattanooga to be in this conference.
David James is a very intricate part of our School of Prophets. He directs it. He helps make contact with the new students, helps them get started, and does help them keep going along as well as they endeavor to learn the prophetic word of God. David, you've been teaching this week with us here at the School of Prophets, dispensationalism. First of all, quickly, why is it so important that any student of Bible prophecy learn dispensationalism?
The reason dispensationalism is so important is because it comes from a literal, grammatical, historical understanding of the Bible, which gives you this dispensational theology so that you can understand the full sweep of God's program from Genesis to Revelation, see the plan that he has for the nation of Israel, that he has for the church, for establishing his kingdom, salvation. Everything fits together and depends upon the hermeneutic that you have, how you interpret the Bible, and then the dispensationalism that comes from that.
You know, I have said often that I believe it's very important for anyone who's going to be a teacher or a preacher of the Word of God. They need to have this foundation before they move forward. Not necessarily to study theology, because I believe every man's theology is based upon his eschatology and its foundation of dispensationalism. What you think about God, what you think about Jesus, the Holy Spirit, sin, man, church, etc. It's all based upon what our eschatological views are. Would you agree?
I would agree with that, and I talk about something that I call theological packages. And so people's theology, whether it be, like you said, study of man or the church, all those things are interconnected. They flow out of your understanding of what the Bible is and how you approach it. And eschatology is sort of the litmus test of what you really believe about the Bible.
Well, I am so thrilled that you were able to be here with us and give our students who've gathered here, and by the way, we did live streaming video as well across the countryside, and so there were many students joining in that way to study the subject of dispensationalism. Now, that word, as I said, I am reminded of how so many Christian leaders think it's a nasty word. They almost hate dispensationalist. What is the reason for that?
Well, unfortunately, dispensationalism is something that is becoming rarer and rarer in the evangelical world. So many people just don't want to accept that the Word of God is inspired and literal, and that takes them right away from dispensationalism.
Well, that phrase you just used, the Word of God is literal. That's one of the key components of dispensationalism. And as I understand it, the other two would be there is a difference between the church and the Jewish people or the state or nation of Israel. And the real purpose for each and every one of us being here on this earth is to bring honor and glory to the Lord. Does that kind of fit the package?
That's exactly right. Dr. Charles Ryrie says those are the three essential components of dispensational theology, and it, what distinguishes it from every other system of theology.
You mentioned Dr. Charles Ryrie. He has written, I guess, the best book on dispensationalism. I remember when I first got into the study of it way back many years ago, we used Dispensationalism Today by Dr. Ryrie. I think he's changed the title, but it's basically the same content, isn't it?
Yes, just a few years ago he updated it, and now it's just called Dispensationalism, but he added some of the recent developments like progressive dispensationalism and some additional things in covenant theology of the past decade or so.
You'd recommend that book, would you not? I guess you'd have to, because that's been your textbook for this course.
Yeah, it's been my textbook. It's just a book that every believer needs to have on their shelf.
And it's available at our website at our Prophecy Bookstore, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore and you can purchase the book on Dispensationalism by Dr. Charles Ryrie. And by the way, the teaching by David James is going to be posted on our website not too long into the future. And so you'll be able to hear his teaching as well and have the textbook. A great opportunity for you, and that's why we are going to make it available at prophecytoday.com. David, you have written your own book, and it's entitled The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. It's a refutation of Rabbi Jonathan Kahn's book, The Harbinger. And I'm really concerned about the heresy that I believe is in his particular book. I wonder, is it going mainstream? Are they still selling as many of the books as they did at the beginning?
Well, it turns out that The Harbinger was the number one Christian book of 2012. It sold over 1 million copies, brought him a number of awards, and he's been interviewed on every radio station and program that I can think of. And even recently, he was actually interviewed by Governor Mike Huckabee. So I think it is actually going even more mainstream than it has over the past 12 months.
We've got about 2 minutes or so. Can you give me a quick look at what's wrong with the book? And then I want everybody, of course, to buy your book for the real solid information they need. But give us an overview of your book.
My book is talking about what the Harbinger says about the passage in Isaiah 9:10, which was directed to the northern kingdom of Israel, and which in the Harbinger has been reapplied to the United States, beginning with the terrorist attacks of 9/11, 2001. And so I deal with the hermeneutics, the interpretation, the misinterpretation of Isaiah 9:10, the historical facts that have been misrepresented, and a number of these things that we just need to know about the Word of God as it compares to what the Harbinger says.
David's book is entitled The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. It is also available at our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore. You can get your copy of it. I think it's an essential read. If you've already read or thinking about reading The Harbinger by Jonathan Kahn, you must read David's book first. David, thank you so much for your teaching this week and for your hard work putting together that book that is helping to expose heresy.
Well, it's really been a great week, and I love these opportunities to be a co-teacher with you.